another girl.
I've seen men look at her before, and they think I don't see. I'd like to think it makes me proud, but I'm only fooling me. I know she'll be looking back the minute I'm not there, while she pours herself on some stranger, I poured myself a drink somewhere. She's acting single, I'm drinking double. I hide my pain, I drown my trouble.
Like how you spread your light around.
Hi, listeners. This is Mia. You're listening to Take a Bite on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm feeling ill, so this is not going to be a chatty show, but it is so exciting that it's my first time back for the new semester, which is crazy because it's October, more than halfway through, I feel like. But my show is alternating every other week now, and I just could not be here the last time. So, regardless, I'm happy to be here now. I'll just plug the show that is the other every other week, which is Saturdays at 5. Carrera and Joey's In the Hot Seat. It's really funny. Really good show. But so is mine. It's just a different vein of radio shows. Anyway, I said I wasn't going to talk, but here we are talking. I have lots of lovely music to play for you. This next one is No One Noticed by the Marías, and it's a recommendation from someone, so hope you enjoy.
Get on a plane, fly to your city. Birth to your first life. You gave it.
so much. I know that things just don't grow if you don't bless them with your patience. And I've been there before. I held up the door for every stranger with a promise. But I'm holding back. That's the strength that I lack. Every morning keeps returning up my window, and it brings me to you. And I won't just pass through, but I'm not asking for a storm. I'll be your Emmy Lou and I'll be your June. You'll be my Graham and my Johnny too. No, I'm not asking much of you. Just sing, little darling, sing with me. And yes, I might have lied to you, but you wouldn't benefit from knowing the truth. I was frightened, but I held fast. I need you now at long last. I'll be your Emmy Lou and I'll be your June. You'll be my Graham and my Johnny too. Of you, just sing, little darling, sing with me. I'll be your Emmy Lou and I'll be your June. You'll be my Graham and my Johnny too. No, I'm not asking much of you.
Absolutely love that song. Aw, it makes me so happy. That was Emmy Lou by First Aid Kit. Before that was Mythological Beauty by Big Thief. Also a great one. In lieu of me not knowing what to talk about on this show today, I started making a list of things that I feel strongly about at the moment, which of course changes very rapidly, but I haven't gotten far. I only have 3 things so far, but you guys now get to know them. Number one, I guess I have to explain them too. Okay, number one is that I should be allowed to shampoo my hair every day if I want to. This is the fact that, wait, how do I say this? Yes, the fact that I'm not supposed to wash my hair every day is stupid, because what if I want to? Or like, oh, maybe I should train my hair to not be washed every day? Please. Let me spend more money on shampoo if I want to. And then my hair just smells good all the time and never is oily. Well, you know. Well, I feel strongly about that. That's the whole point. In case you were wondering what Mia feels strongly about today, maybe I'll keep working on this list, and I'll give you one or two every couple songs. That's the plan. Okay, great. I hope you guys agree with me, but I also don't care if you do. Let's see, what do we have next? Ooh, this is a good song. I'll play Texas Wide by Kate Stephenson, and then Harvest Moon by Neil Young. Classic! Hope you guys are enjoying. Thanks for tuning in.
met her soap and it was a miles before. First time in Louisiana, I was on my way to the pearly gates and for Dixie's wife. The first time I saw the Mississippi was a beautiful sight, but I ain't got nobody with me. I'm on my way to the pearly gates and for Dixie's wife. It's on the tip of my at the water stop, just past the bank. Giddy ups won't fix her up, they only turn her red. Last time I spoke to my mama, she cried and said she didn't want my melodrama. She was around my age when her mom said, baby, I won't meet your daughter. Tell me, tell me you'll be better. Turn the kettle off, let live what's fine.
getting late and the moon
That song is long. It's still going. You can listen to it in the background. Thanks, Neil Young. Doesn't that just make you feel like you're in a rocking chair and the sun is setting and you're in some house in the country and you have cows and horses? Because that's what it makes me feel like. I have another thing, what should I call them? They're not my opinions. They're my, I don't know. They're my things. It has to do, well, I don't know what it has to do with, but I figured out that I am much like a plant in the way that I need to photosynthesize. That's what plants do, right? Oh, I hope so. And so when it's cloudy and rainy and there's no sun, I just am limp and dead and cold and sad. However, when it's sunny outside, like today, I just can bask in it and get my photosynthesizing time. And then I just am the opposite of all those other things I just said. It's amazing. So in my list of things I wrote, sunlight is a secret to happiness. That's pretty much a generalized statement, but you know what? We can say it's the secret to my happiness. In case any of you were wondering how to make me happy. Yeah, so that's my second thing I feel strongly about today. I have a lot more, and I also have some really important space heater safety tips to tell you. But I think we'll play one more song and then we'll come back. The next song is one of my faves. It's Julia Jacklin's Ignore Tenderness.
Strong enough to destroy it all if I don't change soon. those drinks on the house. Go on, just let it all out. But leave no room for doubt that you are brave. A little leaf catching a wave. Strong but willing to be saved. Ignore the tenderness you crave. Be naughty but don't misbehave. Who said you know what you get, you know what you gave.
Are you guys feeling chilly? Hope the answer is yes, because I have some important information for you. Okay. This is the public service announcement segment of my show. And it is arguably the best part, so turn the volume up and listen very carefully. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like a bathroom, or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Perfect. See, I read that one today because I've just been so frigid in my house recently. And I've never had to make these decisions before, and I don't know when to turn the heat on. I don't have a space heater like the lovely people who wrote this announcement, but if I did, that would be awesome because then I wouldn't be cold all the time. But I just realized that this is actually a seasonal announcement and I'm not supposed to read it until November 1st. So maybe November 1st is when I can turn my heat on. But I feel like in Boston, it gets cold. Like, it's 40 degrees at night. Regardless, the heat is also something that I feel strongly about today. Because when I'm cold, I don't want to be. Especially the tip of my nose and my toes. So yeah, I guess I just killed two birds with one stone. Because I'm efficient like that. We'll continue on. The next song is I Know I'll Find You One Day by Faye Webster, which is a song that I was really obsessed with during the summer, and I over-listened, but you guys didn't listen to it yet because I wasn't here doing the radio. So just for you, I'll play my favorite song from the summer. Hope you enjoy.
I wanna tell you to put your weapon down, but you might lock the door and shut me. I guess your sadness was the kind that couldn't wait. It took more courage for you to live than just to get away.
she'd stay around for one more year, so you could find what he's left behind. In the crowd, just know I'm looking for you, even though you're not around. It's times like these where no matter what they say, I tell my mind you're out there. I know I'll find you one day. I know I'll find you one day. I know I'll find you. I know I'll find you one day.
This song is a deep dive into the Maggie Rogers archive, but who better to deep dive into her archive than me? That was from her, I think, EP, Now That The Light Is Fading. Ugh, such a good song. Anyway, I have another tidbit of my knowledge for you. This one is really important. It's about vegetables. I think that, well, this is my philosophy. The other day, I ate a salad. And it was just absolutely amazing in the way that I probably hadn't eaten that many vegetables all together at once in maybe, I don't know how long, but whatever I say, it's going to be embarrassing. So just a extended period of time. And sometimes your body just needs that, but particularly a lot of vegetables at one time that are cold and crunchy, aka a salad. And then you don't have to eat vegetables for the next however long extended period of time. Which is maybe not actually true, but that's how I felt eating that salad. So I feel, that is a thing, I feel strongly about salads every once in a while. But along with that, I also feel strongly about dill. Okay, because, well, me and dill go way back, but I just bought some at the grocery store and have been using it to cook, I don't know, I just like put it in stuff, but it's just amazing. Wow. I feel very strongly about dill. The herb. I'm sorry, I didn't specify before that. But yeah, salads and dill. That's the chunk of knowledge I have for you. I'm nearing kind of the end of the show, aka I have to wrap up. I have 3 more songs to play. Maybe I'll do one more of my lovely opinions that I know you guys really like before we end, and then I'll say goodbye. Either way, thanks for tuning in. This next song is from Del Watergap's newest album. It's called Cult of Steam. Take a second, drop it all to sit with me.
I'm talking my big ideas.
Oh, please stay, call me honey. We could go upstate, make some money. I won't run away when you call this cabernet. We'll save us all. Oh, please stay, call me honey. We could go upstate, make some money. I won't run away when you call this cabernet. We'll save us all.
Little baby love,
was Remy Wolf's new album. I don't think it's that new. That was Kangaroo from her most recent album. I have one more thing. I love sharing my opinions like this. Okay. I have one more thing to discuss with you all that's really important to me today, and it is texting. Okay, because the backstory is, I have Be Real and my parents have Be Real, and so when I got to college, they liked it because they could see a picture of me every day, like what I was doing. And then I recently, like a week ago, turned off all my notifications on my social media because I just don't like it and I didn't want to see them anymore. And then they asked me, why aren't you posting on Be Real? We want to see your face because I'm just so lovely like that. And then we decided that we collectively should bring back, I don't know if it was ever a thing, or that people probably still do it now, but I'm saying that it should be a thing for us to send pictures and videos on text, because then that really kind of gets rid of the need for some social media platforms, like, I don't know, Snapchat or Be Real, so then I can just send pictures of me, aka snaps, on text, and then it's just all that much better. You don't need some stupid app for that. So yeah, that's my last, final, thing I feel strongly about in the present moment. I hope you all got something from my ponderings. I only have one more song because we have 5 minutes left and we have to wrap up, sadly. But thank you all for listening with me. I hope you enjoyed. I'm Mia. My show is Take a Bite, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm also doing a show on Monday at 10 a.m. To cover for someone else, and so that'll be great and fun and amazing, so you can tune in then also, if you would like. Okay, thanks for tuning in. This is Moonshine by Hippocampus.
Wasting my days, burning my pockets like a dying star. Smiling away, pressing on my lesson in the shape of scars. So unexpected. Someone on the tip of our tongues, thinking I need someone.